Greetings, Australia. I am Paige Estrotori, representing Financial Services Online, here with another weekly update on the latest in our vibrant insurance industry this Monday, November 17th, 2025. Aimed at Australian consumers, our focus for the week includes significant proposals, market shifts, and key recommendations. First up, the Insurance Council of Australia announced key reform proposals earlier this week, noticeably aimed at the Queensland region. Their suggestions to the Queensland Productivity Commission underline robust strategies for tackling the escalating insurance costs while fostering housing resilience. They propose axing a 9% stamp duty on insurance premiums that totaled a whopping $1.66 billion just in the last financial year. Such a move could substantially bring down insurance rates, paving a way towards affordability. Moreover, the council suggests investing in rigorous land use planning. This could mitigate the risk of rampant development in disaster-prone zones, preemptively slicing down large-scale insurance claims. The upshot for tradespeople? Potentially lower operational costs and a likely surge in demand for their skilled services. The council's proposed initiatives attempt to strike a fine balance between easing insurance expenses and enhancing safer housing practices. Speaking of safety, BizCover, an insurance trailblazer, has an important message for builders in New South Wales. It's imperative that they secure professional indemnity insurance before the bell tolls midnight on July 1, 2026. The reason? The extension of the Design and Building Practitioners Act, which now mandates professional indemnity insurance by making it legally incumbent on builders. This is critical to cover potential liabilities, fortify risk management, and to protect business interests. Builders who neglect this requirement could be exposed to claims even a decade after project completion. Act now and ensure your business is safeguarded against sudden liabilities in the face of legislative shifts. Switching gears, on a positive note, the Australian landscape of construction insurance has a bullish outlook. Thanks to booming market capacity and the arrival of fresh competitors, the insurance market is experiencing a welcome tinge of reduced premiums. Marsh's recent update recorded an average drop of 5% for contract works insurance and an even larger 10% decline for design and construction professional indemnity premiums. However, our tradespeople should be cautious to ensure the chosen policies provide ample coverage of specific risks. Glad tidings from Berkeley Insurance Australia, too. As of June 1st, they have unveiled a combined professional indemnity and public liability insurance product. Their strategy targets simplifying insurance transactions for brokers and clients by offering an inclusive policy covering both domains. In addition to easing processes, this initiative also promises competitive commissions and offers high coverage limits. That's it for our wrap into the insurance panorama this week. Thank you for joining us. For more updates, remember to visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next Monday, Australia, stay informed and proactive.